This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. There were some half a dozen new evacuations ordered this morning in San Diego County as certain fires threatened to spread. Still, the main story today seems to be one of progress. Cooler, moist air is helping firefighters, and people are heading home. In an afternoon briefing, San Diego County Board of Supervisors Chairman Ron Roberts said things are looking up.
The situation continues to change for the better, in that the containment of these fires is increasing. The number of people out of their homes has decreased significantly. The positive things that are happening.
Still, not all the trouble has ended. The Santiago Fire in Orange County is the most dangerous fire still burning. It threatens hundreds of homes, and there are more than 1,000 firefighters battling it on the ground and in helicopters. Overall this week, nearly 500,000 acres have burned. At least 7 people have been killed in the fires. 10 others have died in incidents related to the blazes. Dozens of firefighters have been injured in fighting at least 16 separate wildfires. 4 of those fires are being investigated as arsons. More than 1,700 homes are destroyed, along with many commercial buildings. What's harder to quantify is the impact of the disaster in the lives of Californians. Histories lost, futures deferred until the flames are extinguished and rebuilding is complete. We have been tracking the plight of evacuees. Hundreds of thousands sought refuge in various shelters. The biggest was San Diego's Qualcomm Stadium, where 10,000 people put up in cars, tents, or on cots on the concrete floor. Today, officials closed Qualcomm. NPR's Jeff Brady was there as the last fire evacuees left.
Out in front of the stadium, the lighted sign said no more donations or volunteers were needed. On local radio, stadium officials asked people to find another place to donate their clothing and time. Inside, there were blankets still in plastic bags, and volunteers outnumbered evacuees by a large margin. Crews on the field spray-painted the grass for a pro football game against Houston, scheduled this Sunday. The stadium is no longer needed as a shelter. This is one element in San Diego's effort to return to normal. Up the stairs along one of the cement corridors, Thomas Gonzalez folded his tent.
I'm just helping out and packing all the stuff that I use just to be nice. Respected to people who help, you know, and they help me, so you help them back, you know.
Gonzalez says he stayed with family the first few days and didn't have to come here.
But I thought, you know, this is kind of cool. Stay by Qualcomm. You know? I'm a big Charger fan. Yeah. So I'm a sports fan. But hey, I got to stay by Qualcomm. So this is a cool little story to tell, I guess.
Out in the parking lot, Joe Flynn was taking down the tent he's called home since Sunday. He lives in the mountain town of Ramona. It was one of the last evacuations to be lifted. He'll miss the prompt service a cadre of volunteers offered.
You didn't really have to wait in line, and if you did wait in line and you seemed agitated, they'd notice it and they'd bring whatever they wanted to you. So you weren't discomforted. You know, you had the comforts of everything. It was just unbelievable. Even the cops were nice, and, you know, that's kind of hard for them.
Flynn and his construction business partner, Ray Vorlachek, had an old black pickup piled high with tools. The hammers and air compressor were the priority when it came time to evacuate. Both worried about a dump truck and other equipment back in Ramona.
Just trying to get back home, get everything back organized, go back to work. Got to make money and pay bills.
Do you know what your place is like?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't seen it, of course, but call the house and the answering machine picks up, so that's a good thing.
Red Cross volunteer Doris West is wearing a sun visor and carrying a clipboard. She's a client caseworker from Columbus, Ohio, and says some of the folks who showed up here were in bad shape. Yesterday, she helped a mentally ill woman who was distraught.
I was so glad that we were able to help her, get her calmed down, and get her the help that she needed, and so that was very rewarding.
What's the most common question?
What am I going to do?
West says there are still people who need help, and they're being transferred to another shelter north of town. Throughout the morning, a woman's voice over a loudspeaker announced in English and Spanish that buses were available outside to take evacuees there. Jeff Brady, NPR News, San Diego.